Simin Shin Hei, Sifri Tes. Behemah Shinov Lamas Amayim. An animal fell into a waterway. Nimamayim Amukim Amivneikach, Eina Yochalis Balis Vimakoyim. If the water is deep and therefore the animal would not be able to keep himself going, eat where it is. Vimakoyim Kselsis Vilosin Tachter. You're allowed to put pillows and the like underneath the animal so that it should be elevated and be able to get out of it. Mishabu brings that even though certain Yisrael Ravans we permitted for Tzav HaLachayim over here, they didn't want the person to rely on that and actually pick up the animal, because the animal is muktzeh, he shouldn't physically move it up, therefore he should do this indirect process of putting something underneath it so it will be able to walk up. Right? If it's impossible to do it any other way, then there's a discussion. Some place can say that Anachanami, if you have no other option, then there is a heter of picking it up because of Tzav HaLachayim. If a person has a goy to do it, that's the best, because then the Jew's not doing anything, and you're allowed to tell a goy to do the shvus to shvus, to move his muksa because of Tzav HaLachayim. Now there's a chiddush in the eitzah of the Shulchan Aruch, because even though he's not moving the muksa itself, but still he's putting pillows underneath it, and that's mevata kli meyachonu. That's the chiddush over here that says that even though he's mevata kli meyachonu, which means that he's putting animal on top of these pillows, or some Rishonim learned that the mere fact that pillows are in the water is a type of bittul kli, it's making the kli not fully usable. Even so, that level of the Issur Rabban Hazal did permit the mokum Tzav HaLachayim. In other words, to mevata kli meyachonu, to make a kli a support for muksa, it is a lesser issa than moving the muksa itself.